And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique. And now we're into our exposed segment of the show with Mariana and John. Mariana Muzzi. And we're talking about this segment on our exposed segment about a little bit about how things happen. Sometimes you just never know why they happen.
When bad things happen to good people. And which is appropriate because they're still people.
You know, when I was telling John, I was talking to John as far as it, you know, you think about Dar Robinson and you think about these other, you know, stunt people that, you know, that essentially lived their life out at another friend, Brady Michelson. And here they've, you know, thrown their life around all their life and then happened to be outside a gig and not even in their gig. Yeah. You know, Dar was on a motorcycle heading home and, you know, Brady was up on a scaffolding as far as Echo's just doing some, helping with some rigging and fell down. And, you know, here's a guy that threw his body out of an airplane for many, many years, you know, and it was one of the top high fall guys in the business. And sometimes you just don't know why, you know, why bad things happen to good people, you know, and that's really what we wanted to get into with Mariana and John.
There's a Bible verse called, what is it, John? It's Jeremiah 29:11. What is it? God has good plans for me.
Well, yeah, it's for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for you to prosper and like do well.
Yeah, plans not to harm you, but to help you prosper. That's the anecdoted version, or
say the short version.
Yeah, the short version.
That just says God has good plans for me. The Mariana version.
The Mariana version, exactly. No, but that's the whole thing. Is that there's this theory. Or not theory, I guess. There's this misconception that when God is near, life is good. You know, you don't get hurt, you're getting jobs, you're doing well in your stunt work, and then let's say you break your leg and you end up not being able to work for a few months, and you know, people start thinking, where is God? He's left me.
Well, in the industry, break a leg's actually a good thing. So you got to specify.
But not in the stunt industry.
Don't say that to a stunt person. I don't want to break a leg. Let's not get into that.
Oh, man. But do you guys ever feel that sometimes, or have you ever had experiences with people?
Absolutely. I think that's a common. We all go through that. Bad things are happening. It's like, all right,
what
did I do wrong? Right? And where is God? Like you said, when good things are happening, God is near. And you know, when I hear that, I know that I do that a lot. And then I'm always reminded then of the story of Joseph. I wonder. Look at the life of Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy, what that guy went through for his whole life, and the betrayal of his family, and sitting there in a pit, you know, and just, you know, waiting to die, traded away to slavery, you know, all this stuff. I mean, he had no idea that one day he's going to be, you know, the man in command, second in charge of the biggest nation.
Used for great things.
Used for great things. But I'm sure that when he was sitting there being being traded to slaves, he's sitting there thinking, man, where's God in all this? How can this possibly be a good thing?
Am I wrong in all of my belief that, you know, there's someone looking out for me, or was this all a bunch of baloney?
I'm following everything I'm supposed to be doing. I'm praying. I'm doing everything. Where's my reward?
Exactly.
And yet God uses that. So I think that the hard thing for us, the hard thing for me is to realize even when in those tough times, in those bad times, you know, is to sit there and think, all right, well, how is God using me in this? Not necessarily looking at how is this bad for me? How does this make me uncomfortable right now? Mm-hmm. But how is maybe God using this moment in my life to prepare me for the next thing?
Because God uses you in the hardest of moments as well. When you're not getting those auditions, when you're, you know, living from paycheck to paycheck, when you cannot network with the people you want to network.
Yeah.
And especially in our industry where it's not, you don't have a blueprint.
In those tough times, that's when character is, it's when he's developing our character.
Exactly. That's where he's trying to show you that God is still near, regardless of what's happening in your life.
He's still there.
Life is, you know, God being there near around you. It's not the equivalent of, you know, life is good, life is bad. But you are listening to KKLA 99.5 Worship Factory, and we are in studio with Stacy Carrico.
Carino.
Stacy Carino.
Close enough.
It works.
It's from Asian descent. Stacy Carino and Rick Marcus, who are two fabulous stunt people who have put their lives in the hands of many people. Have you ever felt where you know, did a stunt and you felt, you know, I'm not so sure about this. I'm not sure I trust these people.
Yeah, you know, I think there's definitely moments like that.
You kind of just have to go on a whim and just like, I'm going to risk it. I'm going to gamble.
Yeah, you kind of do. You have those moments where you realize, I've got a couple in mind, a couple times that I've been in that position where you realize, okay, you know what? And that's when that moment where you do, you sit there and you have that last
that God moment
of prayer
is like,
and say, all right, God, this is completely in your hands because I don't think anybody knows what they're doing right now. And
sounds like those professions where you have to make your peace with God every day.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
You get those moments.
It's like, I got to make my peace with God.
Well, something I think is important, too, is when it comes to college kids, is we don't really yet know how to look up and say, okay, guide us. You know, yeah. Okay, my life's in your hands. Like, a lot of kids don't figure that out until they're older.
Yeah, we're still in those kind of stages of, who is this person that I'm supposed to be saying, okay, God, you know, who is this person?
And there's a lot of questions, too, going through for the college age group. I mean, what do you guys recommend? Well, you know, what do you suggest? We'll let you start, Rick, but what do you suggest for the college kids that are going through those questions of, you know, what should I do?
Especially the creative industry. I tell you, and that's the thing, too. I remember starting off just out of college, and I was pursuing acting at the time. And I've you know, my career has been largely stunts, but also some acting as well. And, you know, early on, I remember being in my early 20s and thinking to myself, man, why is, you know, I've been at this for a couple years now. Things should be happening. Come on, God, I'm doing everything.
I'm being
good. Yeah. Things should be working out for me, right? But it's not until, and then I'll jump ahead, it's not until years later, looking back on that, now I can look at it and realize, oh, man, I've you know, that this is my industry. This is what I do. God has provided this as a business for me. But I look back on that guy who was 21, 22 years old, fresh out of college, or just coming out of college even, and I think, boy, I am so thankful, God, that you didn't give me the success that I now have when I was 21. Because I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have handled it in the right way. I think, you know, that's something to remember, to keep in mind, to think, you know what, even if you're going through a time that you think, boy, I'm not getting what I think I want right now. I think sometimes God is saying, you know what, I am actually sparing you from some huge heartache and some huge problems. Because if I were to bless you with everything that I'm going to bless you with down the road right now, you can't handle it. You're not ready for it. So what I want from you right now is to keep following me, keep trusting me,
stay on the path,
because you're in my hands. I'm going to take care. I'm going to care for you in my way, and just let me care for you.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
Swim, little fish, swim.
So fun projects that you've done, like fun moments where you kind of went, man, this was a great day at work. I loved it.
You have?
Meeting me.
Hey, that's what I was going to
say. There you go.
You jumped in before I could.
Yeah. This is Brown Nosing 101 on Worship Factory KKLA 99.5, the exposed section. We've just turned it up to the Brown Nosing.
Right.
How to have a successful marriage.
For all you guys out there, realize that I just dropped the ball on that one. I should have been the first one to jump in with that. So lesson learned.
That is awesome. That was good. That was good, Jason. That was very good.
Oh my gosh. But
you've had some good days at work. You've had some fun experiences hanging from wires 100 feet off the ocean.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Anything that's built your character, where you sort of went, man, this is coming into my personality, where it's...
Well, what I didn't know that I had in my character, personality, is that I'm really OCD on safety. So I, as far as, you know, saying, all right, I'll leave this up, these guys know what they're doing, I will ask and double check and triple check and go to my stunt coordinator and I will check my riggers and I will have them walk through everything 5 times with me.
Yeah.
So I know that this wire is connected to me and it's connected to something. And
then people will ask, is she okay with, how long has she been in the business? Because she's asking a lot of questions.
And then they'll say, she must be not a rookie, because rookies don't usually ask questions.
They just do.
They just do it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the experts who are the ones that are constantly like, is this rig okay? Or I'm trying to use stunt people lingo and stuff.
Hey, you're doing a great job.
So the more experience you have, the more careful you are, to be honest.
And the more questions you ask.
Yes.
There we go.
So, and Rick, one last story. We got time for one last story.
One last story?
One kind of cool, that was awesome story.
Well, what kind of cool, awesome story. Well, you know what? There isn't one particular one that's coming to mind, but I will tell you this. I think any moment, there's a lot of work that goes into this business, and any moment that we get to actually work, we spend a lot of time pursuing work, auditioning, meeting people, and all of that. The moments we actually get to do what we've been training for, whether that's stunts, whether that's art, whether that's acting, whether it's painting, whatever it is, the moment you get to do the thing that you've been training for, it doesn't matter. That's the great moment. That is the great moment.
The gravy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, hopefully you've had as much fun as we have today as first on Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. Again, we have been in studio with Rick Marcus and Stacey Guarino.
Or Carino.
Carino. You know, since we've messed it up. I just say Marcus's. That's easier for me.
That's easier.
Husband and wife
too.
Team, stunt people out there. If you're
in
the industry.
She is her own woman. She's her own woman.
I am married.
Yes, she is.
That's right. She's a married woman now. I hope you've enjoyed it, though. Stay tuned, stay connected, get connected at worshipfactory.net. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.